Hi, Grandpa. What's up?
Actually, Master Derek, it's Jeremy.
Oh, sorry, Jeremy.
Not a problem, sir. Have you filed your flight plan yet?
Yep. We're headed to Egypt to follow up on that hieroglyph.
Then you'll be flying in the wrong direction. Where you need to go is Chicago.
What's in Chicago? How do you know?
The hieroglyph is in Chicago, and I know because that's where the tour currently has it located.
Tour? Maybe you should start at the beginning.
In the beginning, God.
Not that far back.
During one of your father's cases, I saw the hieroglyph with a Ramses exhibit in England. The exhibit is currently traveling through the United States and is currently located at the Field Museum.
Is that the only known reference to the glyph?
I can't say, but I believe that if Master Reginald left it for someone to find, that was probably his point of reference.
Good point.
Plus, Chicago is a lot closer to your current location than Egypt.
Also true. Thanks, Jeremy. I'll probably call you back from the air to learn more about the case.
Very good, sir. Happy flying.
Talk to you soon.
Are you done yet?
No.
Are you done yet?
No.
Are you done yet?
No.
Are you done yet?
Are you trying to be annoying?
Is it working?
Yes.
Good.
And why are you trying to be annoying?
Because I'm bored. We've been here for 5 hours already, and the two of you still haven't found the stupid glyph.
Well, you could try helping us look.
I tried that for the first hour. What do you think started the boredom?
Did you read the pamphlets from the museum?
An hour ago. Those were boring, too. Why don't you just ask someone where the thing is? There has to be someone around here who knows the exhibit.
I'd rather we took care of this ourselves.
Leave it to a man to not want to ask for directions. Hey, you! Do you work here?
Are you speaking to me?
Yeah. Do you work here?
In a manner of speaking, what can I do for you?
Have you seen this image around here anywhere?
It doesn't look familiar. Sorry.
Thanks anyway. See, if someone who works here doesn't recognize it, chances are we aren't going to find it.
You'll forgive me if I continue to look, just in case.
Are you done yet?
Don't start that again.
So how did Jeremy know this thing was here?
Back before I was born, my parents were called in on a case at Oxford. A teaching assistant had been murdered and they were asked to investigate. The TA had been working for a historical professor named Marcus Hardcastle, and the university wanted Dad to clear his name.
So who did it?
The professor. They found out he had plans to train a select group of honor students to become future leaders by controlling them like a puppet master. The assistant apparently learned about his scheme, and he killed her.
And this has to do with the glyph how?
Hardcastle was apparently fixated on Ramses II and was working on the study of the ruins recovered from the tomb. He was working on the same exhibit when he was discovered as a murderer and trying to manipulate the future of the free world.
That sounds so melodramatic. What ended up happening to the professor? I mean, if your dad made the glyph, it could be he was pointing at Hardcastle as the man responsible.
I thought the same thing, except for the fact that Hardcastle hung himself a year later, 3 days after he was sentenced to a life in prison. He tore his bedsheets and made a rope.
That does make it a bit more difficult for him to have attacked him a decade later.
Just a bit, yes.
So what are we going to do once...
Mr. Dunn, come quick. I have found the glyph.
Where is it?
Up there. Third slab on the left. A quarter of the way down.
Where? I don't... Wait, I see it. Good eyes, Ajit. That's pretty small.
What do the glyphs around it say?
The Sanskrit before it speaks of the death of the first pharaoh Ramses, while those after are about the ascension of the second Ramses to the throne.
What on earth would Wrath on Man have to do with that point in time?
It does not say.
Exodus.
I beg your pardon?
The Book of Exodus? The 12 plagues of God released on Egypt so that the pharaoh would release his chosen people?
There is no documentation to support the biblical accounts.
There's no documentation outside the biblical accounts. Considering the fact that the Egyptians were the only other people involved, and they didn't come out on top in the confrontation, it's not surprising that they wouldn't put it in their historical records, what there were of them. Maybe that glyph is their placeholder for the event, without going into detail.
It is a viable hypothesis, but using that logic, the event could have taken place at any point in Egyptian history.
Historians have placed the Exodus sometime during the reign of one of the two Ramses. They're just not sure which one, thanks to the aforementioned lack of collaborating evidence.
How do you know so much about this?
Catechism school when I was a kid, and some investigating once I got a bit older.
So you do know how to research. I didn't think that was a requirement in your line of work.
Of course we know how to do research! How do you think we find all of you so easy all the time?
By paying off people close to us?
That works too.
We must go back to the original question. What does this have to do with Mr. Reginald and Miss Genevieve's disappearance?
Let's just say I take a few snapshots of the display and we think about this someplace a bit more comfortable, like the hotel.
I guess that would be alright. Just make sure you get plenty of shots.
Remember who you're talking to.
Did Professor Hardcastle have any offspring?
None that Jeremy knew of.
I'll do a search to see if I can find any relations to the man.
If not, I'm not sure what else Dad could have meant. On the one hand, we've gotten further in the investigation than we have in a decade, but on the other, I feel like we're still at the starting line.
Don't allow your frustrations to overwhelm your accomplishments.
Well, what do you expect?
I expect you to not allow yourself to wallow.
You two have been at this all day. What you need is a break.
A break? You think I could just take a break at this point?
She could have a point. Though tea time has come and gone, perhaps a nice cup of Earl Grey would help soothe your nerves.
Or a night on the town.
What are you angling at?
According to this, there's a new nightclub opening tonight. I figured you can get us in and we can take some time off to relax.
Time off to relax? The two parties Jose threw for us weren't enough for you?
After sitting around in the museum all day, those parties seemed like they happened a month ago.
The closest living relation to Hardcastle is a cousin who is now a retired police officer.
I can't believe this.
Let's face the facts. You've hit another dead end. Sometimes the best way to address problems like this is to back up, take a bit of a break, and come back at it with fresh eyes.
As much as I loathe to admit it, because I know you won't like it, but she could very well have the right idea.
Not you too.
It's not as though I'm in favor of club hopping, but you have been attacking the situation for several hours with no progress. Thinking about something else for a while and getting a change of scenery may enable you to return refreshed with a new perspective.
It's not like anything's gonna happen in the next 12 hours that couldn't have already happened in the past 10 years.
Probably not the best of selling points, my dear.
Sorry. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. You want to use my connections to go party. Never mind the fact that I'm being torn up inside by revisiting the worst part of my life.
It was you who insisted on pursuing this.
Well, if you don't like it, or you just plan on using me for what you can get out of the deal...
Okay, both of you. That's enough.
She started it.
That's enough.
I'm sorry.
you first.
I believe that Miss Caparelli has made her point. While there have been plenty of opportunities for you to relax during our adventure so far, you have failed to take advantage of any of them. Without relaxation, you are fraying your own nerves, and therefore adding an obstacle to your own quest. Therefore, we should all go out tonight and not think about the case for a few hours.
I can go out, but I won't guarantee I won't think about this.
Just so long as you remember that your goal is to relax. If you want to succeed, you must be able to think clearly.
Well, we'll see what we can do about that. Who do we call to get on the A-list?
Honestly, I don't know. Usually they called us, and Jeremy kept track of those appointments.
Leave it to me. Your humble servant, Edith, will see to everything.
After all, what damage could one night off do?